I want to say what had dropped in my spirit, and it birthed out into where we are. And I had it in my spirit as I felt it was an oil of nugget. I released it among a group of people a few weeks ago, and the oil came down. And when the oil came down, I began to break forth into new things. My faith took me there. Faith will take you there. And then when you get there, the heavens and the Lord, the oil and the anointing will start breaking forth. That's how all these operations and things happen. So with this oil coming down upon my life, and I was speaking to the people that was seasoned, that was of mature, that could understand, it could handle, that could handle the kingdom of God. Because you got to be able to handle things. And I heard clearly from Carlos is that truth knows truth. Come on and put your hands together for the spirit of truth. I met him a long time ago. And when it happened, the Lord started ministering to me about milk. And he was ministering my life and ministering the breaking of the vessel, the chosen vessel, and how the chosen vessel was moving from milk to meat, and how the vessel will come through that veil, leaving milk alone. Come on, somebody. You'll get to a place that milk don't even taste good anymore. It's not that it's not good. It's just not my appetite anymore. I know about him hanging on the cross. You don't have to preach that every Sunday. Come on, somebody. So the milk of it, I had got past that veil, and the Lord had told me that I had actually moved from meat into mystery. Come on, somebody. And the Lord spoke to me clearly, and I told Pastor LaRue that this house is now functioning past milk, meat, and we're in the mystery of God. Come on and put your hands together. If you enjoy that and you feel something on that, that you can comprehend and understand mystery. Come on, somebody. I know why you're here. You're here because you drunk some milk. Come on, somebody. And you're still here because you ate good meat. Come on, somebody. But you stand firm because you're ready for a mystery to break open in your life. Somebody give the Lord a praise. My God. So we have moved into mystery. Now, if you want to drink some milk, that's okay. It's okay. But the digestion system in the spirit realm is not going to be compatible to mystery. Come on and put your hands together for the Lord, because I feel a preach on it tonight. I feel that if you want to stay there and keep getting steak and filet mignons and all this good meat that's coming out is good, but the spiritual digestive system will not be compatible to the mystery that God is trying to show you, about your own life. Your life is but a vapor, which means that you're caught up in the mystery. Come on, somebody. You can hear quickly. So some things will have to be revealed to you. The word of God is a great tool for us, but some things come as a revealing. The Lord gave me the scripture. He says, Matthew 16:19. I'm going to read it quickly. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The mystery of what's breaking forth is a mystery of faith. It is a solid foundation. There are fundamentals of faith. Some fundamentals are caught in the milk of faith. Some of those fundamentals move into the meat of faith. But the major breakthrough of a kingdom living believer that stand as a chosen generation and a remnant will find its faith in a mystery Well, God will say, I'm going to give you some keys now. Put your hands together if you're a chosen vessel. Because this is how I had to break it to chosen vessels. Because the chosen vessel has to understand and receive and get. He says, I will give you. One thing about the Lord, when he give you something, I heard clearly from Carlos, you have to be in position to get anything from God. Come on, somebody. Is there an amen in here? You can't be big-headed. You can't not know who you are. You can't just be all out there and out there left field and then just come in here and do things any kind of way. God don't give keys to ignorance. Come on, somebody. He just don't do it. Come on, somebody. He's not going to give you a key and you don't know a thing what to do with it. He's just not going to do it. When he gives you a key, he understands you know exactly what to do. Come on, put your hands together. I'm preaching better than what you amened, but I'm going to preach it anyhow. He says, I will give. When he give you something, you better best believe you in position. And I had to break that and say, go to scripture. I'm going to give you. He don't just hand things over. He just don't turn things over to people any kind of way. He just don't put his trust in man like that. Man put their trust in him. Come on and put your hands together. He just don't do that. He just don't sit around and say, I'm going to trust LaRue. He don't do that. He finds him in the spirit. He locates him by faith in the spirit. After LaRue gave me permission to even speak, the Lord showed me LaRue. And he said, this servant is seated. You have to be in position to get a key. And when he showed me LaRue, he said, he is now seated. Meaning that God is giving him things. Are you with me right now? That means that he's not sucking on milk. He's not sitting at a table trying to find out the next steak in town. He is seated at the right hand of God. He is listening to God. He is in position to receive a mystery from God to unlock your life and bring you into another realm of faith. Somebody say faith. My God, hallelujah. He is seated, and I'm proud to make the announcement. I'm proud that I hear him testimony after testimony after testimony to finally take a seat and get real depth mystery, because people will hype you how to get money, but it's different when people lead you by faith to get it. Come on and put your hands together for the Lord. This ain't no hype service. This is a faith service. My God. So when he decided with his humble self to sit, the keys began to come. And he is in a good position to teach from a realm of seated position. That is mystery. And that is for those that can handle the mystery. Come on, somebody. You got to have a spiritual digestive system to where milk will flow, meat will flow, but mystery just does the body good. Come on and put your hand. Mystery is like, good. Mystery, I ain't scared to say, mystery is better than meat. Come on and put your hands together. Mystery is better than what I chewed on for 5 years. I shouted for 5 years, but mystery now is crossing me over. It's getting me to the other side. It's setting me free. It's making me rise with a resurrected king and sit down by the right hand of God. I'm loving it. Somebody say mystery. I said, this is for those that has the ability to handle mystery. Because the apostolic, we made announcements over a year ago that the vision of the apostolic power was resting upon this house. This is not brand new news. This is old news. That an apostolic kingdom was going to birth out. That the kingdom of God was going to rise on the inside and come forth to the outside. We made preliminary announcement, but now that the mystery of the kingdom of God is showing up, don't be moved in short ride. Don't be moved. Handle mystery. It's amazing how I travel and I minister to somebody and I have to minister with milk, and then I can shift and I can minister to somebody else and they ready for mystery. This church needs to be ready for mystery. Well, just give me milk. It's just something about white milk. It just tastes good. You know, every now and then, I just like some milk. No, I have digested that. It's my foundation. And I don't mind reaching down, touching milk every now and then. Because on this journey, you're going to touch milk. It never leaves you. Your milk never leaves you. Your meat never leaves you. It's in. But the moment now is the mystery. And the mystery is what he says. I will give you. When Christ gives, you are in position. When he gives you keys, you are seated. You are sit down. Sometimes you are laid down. Your position is so low that we can't even see you no more because you are seated. And when you get there, you can receive, you can hear. But this word is not just for the season. This word is coming forth free, available to all those that has a capacity and a spiritual ability to handle. And so I just encourage you to be encouraged to handle mystery. Mystery is breaking forth. Every day in my life, every day. You say, well, what about today? Well, today is a day of knowing a new. And when I heard the new song, I was playing, I hadn't heard it. It was like the second one. He says, time to get to know a new. That's a whole nother level. A new is that something has been made brand new out of the new that you already knew. So this new is really new. And we are in it. This is the mystery. We don't want this flow to stop. We want it to go. Keep going further and deeper. It was a reason that certain apostles got called up into an upper room. They reached the faith level to get there. And what did they get? They was well rewarded. We shall have well rewards that come forth. And the last one is your faith will come into a high realm. And it can go past this. Trust. It can go past this. But when your faith goes from water to wine, I'm going to sit down. I said, when your faith can turn water into wine, you can change your whole life. That's what faith is. Faith is changing things as what they appear. Faith is hoping for it. It's a whole lot of operations. But you must know, just by reading a scripture, you won't get it. It doesn't work like that. It must come in mystery form for the fullness, for the apostolic, and for what God is trying to do with his kingdom, the word must perform by mystery also. Amen. And God bless you tonight.
Because one of the things about this message is that nobody can have faith for you. You have to have your own faith. We can teach you the principles. We can teach you the milk, meat, and mysteries of faith, and especially faith as it pertains to the kingdom of God. But you have to practice. You have to engage the Holy Spirit. You have to get in there, because faith's going to require Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Faith is going to require you get in there with God, but it is something that's going to revolutionize everything. Hallelujah forever. I want to close this up tonight by this revelation here. As she began to minister the milk, the meat, and the mystery. Are you ready for this? Good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. The good will of God is in the milk. The acceptable will of God is in the meat. The perfect will of God is in the mystery. Yeah, let's give the Lord a hand. You ready for the next one? First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. First the blade, milk, then the ear, meat, then the full corn in the ear, mystery. Isn't that good? Now listen to this. This is the best one. Hallelujah. He that heareth and understandeth and receiveth and keepeth the word of the kingdom will bear fruit, some 30, some 60, some 100, 30-fold milk, 60-fold meat, 100-fold, 100-fold, 100-fold. You gotta know that God has put a target of 100-fold glory upon this house. The mysteries of God, the 100-fold lives in a mystery. It lives in a mystery. It wasn't out there in mainstream because it's living in a mystery. We had to sit down with God. God told me, he goes, I have people that will walk with me. I've got people that will run with me. But I want you to sit down with me. Sit down. Put your flesh down and let me show you how to move mountains. You're not going to move mountains running around everywhere. You got to sit down with God in the realm of mystery and understand how he does it. In the absence of human sufficiency, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. The lampstand's coming by the Spirit of God. It's coming by mystery. It was a mystery, wrapped up in a mystery, wrapped up in a mystery. The lampstand was wrapped up in the old, but it's coming forth into the new. It was wrapped up in the old. With the two olive trees, what's that got to do with the final days? It's a mystery. It's coming to pass. It's going to get initiated. The book of Revelation is about to get initiated to the world. It's a mystery. The white horse is a mystery. The seven horns and the seven eyes sitting upon Christ in Revelation chapter 5 is a mystery. 100-fold glory lives in the mystery. And that mystery is living inside of us. Don't ever underestimate or grow familiar with what the Holy Spirit is sharing around here. Just because it's not real big and fancy right now, don't think it's not real big and fancy in the Spirit. It's real big and it's real fancy. When God gets ready to do something, he puts it in a stable. He doesn't birth in the big and fancy, but when he's done, it gets real big and real fancy. The glory of God upon the nations. It's going to be big and it's going to be fancy in the Spirit. And it's going to be glorious. And it's going to be powerful. Good, acceptable, perfect. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn. 30, 60, 100 fold glory. Isaac dug and he dug and he dug. He said, there's water down here. I'm going to keep digging till I find the water. There was a famine in the land. Everybody was praying and prophesying for rain and looking for it to come out of heaven. And Isaac said, it's going to be in a well. My father dug some wells around here and I got to find the well that he dug. God stuck a well up inside of you and he says, dig, 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 dig. He didn't say go work, 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 work. He said dig. And he reaped 100-fold. He became the envy of the Philistines. The kings envied him. He got something they didn't have. He found it. Say, he found it. You got to dig till you find it. See that capacity, what Carlos didn't tell you is the enemy almost tried to get him to draw out of here, to get back. He was drawing him so hard. It's hard to break out of works orientation because you don't feel productive when you're sitting here listening all the time. You don't feel like, I got to go do something for God. We got to stop all this and go do something. That spirit will cause you to miss what God's doing. Because what you're going to do something with, you're not equipped yet. Wait until you get equipped from on high. And then God will go do something with you. You got to get equipped. The hardest thing ever is to sit and wait. The flesh will rise up. Spirits will rise up. You got to know that all this planting and all this sitting and all this planting, God's doing something. He's doing something. He's going to bring it from within. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at that, Ezekiel 47. Okay, what do we got? We got first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. Milk, meat, mystery. Then we have good, acceptable, and perfect. Milk, meat, mystery. Then we have 30, 60, 100. Milk, meat, mystery. Then we have Ezekiel 47. Ankles, milk, waist, meat. Over the head, what's that? Uncrossable mystery. Oh, that's powerful. We are moving right now from in waistline deep in the living waters. We're moving overhead. We're stepping out into the waters where the river of God is going to take us where we've not been. Where we lose all control. Where we lose all control, we step out into the waters in a full baptism of God. Jesus himself had to go into the full baptism. Ezekiel went into full baptism. Even Peter before his ordination, he cast himself in the water. Full baptism. The mysteries of God are bringing us into full baptism.
When she was sharing about the mysteries is part of the king priest anointing. And in Proverbs 25:2, it says, it is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the glory of kings to search out a thing. That's the mystery.
Glory of kings is to search out the mystery. It's going to take the kingly anointing to bring the final mystery to the church. It's a kingly anointing and the devil doesn't like it. But it doesn't matter because the kingly anointing is going to march across this land. This white horse is going to run. Oh, it's going to run.